welcome to Hour 2 of The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next hour as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. That's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Okay, welcome back to Hour 2. I just stepped out during our break and talked to our five folks that are sitting waiting for your phone calls off the air. A lot of you are trying to get through on the air, and we want to pray with you on the air. Believe me, if you can't, 360-435-1616 is our off-air number. Usually this second hour, we have so many calls on that number as well, and so I know you're going to fill up the lines. But again, they want to pray with you, take some time personally, even longer than on the show. Again, the number is 360-435-1616. Remember, our website's thepointlive.com. You can always listen to these past shows that we've been on. We're going to go back to Virgil in Philadelphia for a moment. Virgil, I'm going to read a verse I read to a lady earlier in the program, right out of Isaiah 61.
Yeah.
And it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." There's a big difference between religion and a relationship with the living God. A lot of times people who are stuck in the spirit of religion go and minister because they think they have to or they're supposed to. Those that have a relationship with the living God and put Him first minister out of the overflow of that love. And I just know that God wants to use you in that way as you continue to go out into the streets of Philadelphia. So I'm going to proclaim that and pray that over you right now, okay?
Yeah.
Just hold out your hands. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would take Virgil's heart and just continue to tenderize it. Even as you came into Jerusalem and wept over the people thinking that they were going to crown you an earthly king, I pray that you would give that to Virgil, that he would release your spirit and your love over the people of the streets of Philadelphia, and that you would give him your heart, Father, as he ministers your goodness, your gospel, your truth. And we ask all this now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Virgil, thanks for hanging with us. We're going to have to go to some other callers. God bless you, okay? Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We go from Philadelphia. It's one of these Philadelphia, California things. We got a couple folks from Chicago here, too. But Ursula, welcome to The Point Live. Are you there, Ursula? I think we might have lost Ursula, so we're going to have to go back there maybe later to line one. So, okay, I'm going to hang up on line one, or if you want to try and talk to her, Chris, we'll go to Sylvia in Lancaster. Welcome to The Point Live, Sylvia. Are you there, Sylvia? Okay, we're going to keep trying here. Sylvia? I know that we're on the air here, and we're just trying to see what we can have happen here. Looks like Ursula's calling back in. So I'm going to keep going on down the line here and try Ken. Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're having problems with California. Chicago works just fine. You live in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Yes, I do. I've got to open up with a sin against the first commandment.
Okay.
I have dabbled in the occult.
Okay, well, let's pray that. Let's just get rid of that right now.
Yes, please.
And I see that you've been.
And Ouija boards and, you know.
And how long ago has this been? And how. Has it been many times? And how long ago? When's the last time?
I would say it was at least six times. And, you know, it was a whole lot of fun until you start getting.
Yeah, sin is fun.
It and you know it's just a lie.
Yeah.
Just
sin
a lie.
Is fun, you know, but when we try and play God. It's not fun, and
no,
it's manipulation, it's control, witchcraft. Yep. Let's
not
give it any more glory. Let's just pray against it. Repeat after me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I confess. That I've turned my back on you, God.
That I have turned my back on you, God.
By running to these false religions.
By running to these false religions.
Forgive me for going into the occult.
Forgive me for going into the occult.
And the Ouija boards and fortune tellers.
And the Ouija boards and the fortune tellers.
And anything that dishonored your name.
And anything that dishonored your name, Lord.
And replace it with your peace, Lord Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Lord Jesus.
I want to pray over you. Father, I break off and curse any of these spirits that have been attaching to Ken's body, mind, soul, and spirit. I command them to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name,
go
Ken.
Go in Jesus' name.
Yeah. You know, here's a word for you. The Lord will lift up those who humble themselves before Him.
Mm-hmm.
And by you coming into agreement with the truth, it's see, the lie is that you're going to be condemned by talking about the lifestyle and the choices that you made. The truth is that God wants us. This is the best analogy. It's like throwing up. You know, you
okay,
get the
sure.
poison. The body gets the poison out. Yeah,
yes,
and you feel so much better after it's over. The process is not necessarily fun, but God wants to free all of us up. And I see that you have some things that you've been struggling with. Insomnia, I see. Is that something that's been going on for a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's totally related. It's totally related.
Pills for it, and the pills are destroying my stomach.
Yeah. Don't even. I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to take them, but you're not going to have to because the Lord's going to. He's. Oh wow. I'm telling you, my body. Ever since for many years, I never like the lady that just called. Earlier, who she said, I just found out about this healing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So for many years, I've been a pastor. And yeah, I'd pray for people, but it was almost like I'll throw a prayer up for you and then I just leave. But now I know that God's going to heal, and I believe by faith, and I see people healed all the time. Every week, many, many people are healed. And so even with fibromyalgia, which I see you've been told that you have.
Yes. Exactly.
That's related to anxiety. That's related to doors that are open to what
anxiety.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
I got a market.
Do you want to keep that?
No way.
Okay, then pray this. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all fear.
I command all fear.
And anxiety.
And anxiety.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with the truth of your security, Jesus.
And replace it with the truth of your security, Jesus.
I'm just going to tell you this, Ken. You are secure in the arms of your Father and the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
It's a wonderful blessing.
Yeah, because of who He is and what He did on the cross for you. And it's your inheritance. We are grafted into the body of Christ. We are grafted into the family of God as co-heirs with Jesus Christ. And so when we start not only to understand that intellectually, but spiritually into our bodies, what happens is insomnia, fibromyalgia, all that. And as a matter of fact, I break these curses that have been spoken over Ken, even by his own self. Pray this with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Would you forgive me, Father?
Would you forgive me, Father?
For cursing my own body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Body, mind, soul, and spirit.
With these lies.
With these lies.
And now replace it with your truth.
And now replace it with your truth.
I want to pray one more time. Increase the hunger. Increase the righteousness, Father, that you Christ's righteousness within Ken as he cloaks himself with Jesus. And just pour out your favor over him and his family. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ken, you just got the best Christmas gift that anyone could ask for.
Absolutely.
You're going to be sleeping well. You're going to call us next Saturday night, hopefully, and give us an update. Not hopefully that you're going to have the update, but you're going to have the update. So I'm hopeful that you're going to call.
Yes.
Because
great.
The Lord's got his hand on you. He just does. And
yes.
I'm telling you, there is freedom right now. Those things, it's kind of like all you needed to do was dust the table off. I mean, that's how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
God just wants to free us up. And we believe that it's more than dust. We got to replace the table. That's what it's like.
Yes.
You know, that's such a lie.
Yes.
You know, he's removing those things that you used to have. Mm-hmm. They're gone already. And because the table just got dusted. Now you're saying, wait a second. I have fine oak table here. This is beautiful.
Exactly.
You know, and so you with me?
Yes, I am.
Well, bless you, Ken. Thanks for listening on WYLL there in Chicago.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Okay, God, you're welcome. Have a great night. Bye-bye. I get excited about that kind of stuff, Wendy.
Oh, it's fun.
Isn't it?
That was just the Lord releasing freedom.
Oh, man. And right away, someone calls in and fills up that line. So, again, we have two lines open off the air right now. All lines full on the air, 360-435-1616. Ursula, can you hear me now? There you are.
Pastor Mike?
Yes. How can we pray with you tonight? I know you've been on hold for a while, but we lost you there.
No, my cell phone just went nuts.
Okay. Well, I see you have a friend that we can pray for here.
Yes, I don't know if I should. I wrote you a long letter. I mailed it out today, and I gave specific details. I need your prayers for him, because I don't know. Do you have a scripture for a broken heart?
Oh, I just gave it to you, actually. It says right here, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, Isaiah 61, to proclaim freedom for the captives.
Okay.
And release from darkness for the prisoners. And
need that for me.
Yeah, I hear that. What's your friend's name, too?
Steve.
Okay, let's pray. Hold out your hands. Father, thank you for Ursula. And again, we just need to keep going against this, Ursula. Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all oppression.
I command all oppression.
And the spirit of heaviness.
And the spirit of heaviness.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind.
Mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, release your ministering angels over the north, south, east, and west corners of Ursula's living situation there, her property, her family, and over this Steve as well, that he would come to his senses and no longer walk in folly, but in wisdom. And we pray for just your hand to guide him into your truth, into your light, that the darkness would be exposed and that your light would come and shine in there. And that Ursula, as a matter of fact, just pray this with me, Ursula. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I release Steve to you, Father.
I release Steve to you, Father.
I know that you love him more than I do.
I know you love him more than I do.
And I thank you for taking care of him.
Thank you for taking care of him.
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
I ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, because, Mike, can God heal a stone heart?
He sure can. He's on the job. He's doing it right now. He healed the Apostle Paul, who was Saul, who killed Christians. So if he did that for him, he can do that for anyone else. Amen?
That's for me. It's for this person.
I know. I hear you. Well, listen, we have three other people waiting, but I'm going to say Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten, yes.
Frohe Weihnachten. That means Merry Christmas auf Deutsch and German. And so, you know, by the way, next month, we're going to probably be on in 120 nations as well through shortwave radio. In one of those nations will be Germany, Switzerland, and Austria.
So we'll
have to speak some Deutsch on the air. So
no. I can write it to you.
Oh, you did. Okay. Well, that's fine. That'd be great. I'll brush up on my German. Well, bless you, Ursula. Again, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, she's listening on KTLW down there in Rosamond, California. We're going to go to Sylvia now in Lancaster, California. Sylvia, you have a praise for us, I see.
Well, yes, I wanted to tell you about Matt, the 14-year-old boy that you prayed for last week, remember?
Yes.
By an automobile.
Uh-huh.
He's still in the ICU. Yeah.
Okay.
They have taken so many tubes off of him. There is improvement.
Praise God.
You can see the improvement in him.
Yes.
His father is just delighted because he sees it. But
amen.
He still needs a lot of prayer.
Yes.
And I'm continuing to ask for him that he will be healed completely. I'm believing it. His father's believing it. And,
amen. Well, let me say one thing, and then Wendy's going to pray. I saw the Father praying in the Spirit here, and I just sensed that the Lord is just so drawing his heart, not only for his boy, but into a deeper relationship with the Lord. He's never going to be the same as a result of this tragedy. I mean, I should say not tragedy, but this test, this trial, this difficulty. Remember, God doesn't cause these things. We live in a fallen world. And so often the church says, well, you know, it was an act of God. No, God doesn't cause earthquakes and hurricanes and accidents. They happen because we live in a fallen world. God is the one who helps us through them. And so that's what I'm going to ask Wendy to pray right now.
Father, we thank you for the miracle that you're doing in Matt's life right now. Mm-hmm. We thank you and we say, praise you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is good and your mercy endures forever. Mm-hmm. Father, we continue to lift up Matt and we continue to thank you for Ursula, Father God, who Sylvia. Mm-hmm. Sylvia. We continue to thank you for Sylvia, Father God, for a diligence to seek you as the great physician.
That's right.
Father God, pour out your love. Continue to pour out your love all over Matt, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
we believe for creative miracles. We believe that the doctors, Father God, will be just astonished at the miracle working power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for pulling Matt, drawing his heart closer to you.
Yes, Lord. Well, Sylvia, keep us updated, and Merry Christmas to you, and tell Matt we said the same thing, and there's thousands of people across the country praying for him.
Yes, and his father told me, he says, I truly believe in prayer and that
Amen.
It is working. So.
Amen. Praise well,
God.
Tell him Merry Christmas for us as well. Thanks for listening to The Point Live there in KTLW in Lancaster. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we're going to go to Linda now in Philadelphia. Welcome to The Point Live, Linda.
Yes, hi, Mike. Pastor
Merry Mike. Christmas.
Merry yes. Christmas to you, too.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Yesterday, I went to the emergency. I was having pain, and they diagnosed me with advanced ovarian cancer, but I won't receive that report.
Okay.
And I'm just,
I
know
that's the first you heard about it yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
I had no symptoms. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I told the doctor that I felt something in my stomach. They diagnosed it with fibroid tumors.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I started having pain on Wednesday, and my lower abdomen went to the emergency yesterday, and mm-hmm. they diagnosed me. They came in the room with this sad report, but mm-hmm. I believe it reported the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
I,
Amen.
I
the truth.
I'm healed.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But I know I'm healed.
Amen. We're gonna declare that over you right now. Put your right hand on your stomach.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you for Linda and for how you have your hand on her life right now. And we just ask for your healing fire to be poured out over her from her head to her toes. I command every cell in her body to come into agreement right now with your truth, with your word, that by your stripes that she is healed. Release rivers of living water into every cell in her body now in Jesus' name. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Linda.
More, Lord. More, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. The level of faith is so deep and rich right now in that room where you are. And he is just right there with you, holding your hand.
Yes.
Pour out your fire into her heart, Father, right now. Encouragement and strength. Thank you for her dependence upon you, Lord, in the testimony of your goodness. I pray that you use this for your glory, Father, as she sees, as she hears, as she acknowledges all that you're doing in and through her. And so thank you for Linda, Father, her faith and dependence upon you in what you're going to do and what you're going to do through her and in her. And we bless you and praise you that you are the one, that you are the one healing and breaking out of this cancer. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Pastor. Yes.
I'm telling you, something's rising up tonight. This is the fourth caller about cancer, and we have another one on hold, it looks like. And we're just going to keep going for it because, as you said, Wendy, the big C is Jesus Christ, not cancer.
That's right.
And so that's just something that was part of the fall, and it started because of sin, and it's no longer going to be there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Linda. You keep us posted, okay?
I sure will, Pastor.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye. Linda's listening on WFIL there. We're going to go to a call that just came in from Ontario, Canada, it looks like, from Ajax. Is that the name of your city, Dalton?
It is.
Okay. You're listening on WYLL there in Chicago, I think, believe it or not.
I am. I'm listening on the internet. I am so glad I tuned in.
Amen. So how can we pray for you tonight?
Well, I'm going to put myself at the second place in this one. I'm going to speak my sister's name, Carol. Carol has had about 9 surgeries, and we have just had enough. The last one she had was about a year ago. Basically, she has cysts growing on her ovaries, and we thought that they were all removed, and lo and behold, everything is back.
Does she live right there in Ajax with you or near you?
Actually, she lives very close to me. She's actually going through a divorce at this point, and she's supposed to be moving with me today. I just want
her
a hold.
Are you near Toronto, or where are you in Ontario?
I am pretty much about 5 minutes away from Toronto.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, very good. Yeah. So Carol is your sister's name. And then what about your prayer request?
My prayer request is basically for God to remove this baldness. I think it affects my self-esteem, and not only that, I want to use it as a testimony for my nephew, especially who doesn't know Christ.
Baldness?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you married, Dalton?
I am divorced, actually.
Okay, well, we're going to pray for both you and Carol. I'm going to have, you know what, I'm going to have you pray for Dalton, Wendy, okay. And I'm going to pray for Carol.
Okay.
Let's just pray. She's not there with you, is she?
No, she's not.
Okay. Hold out your hands with your palms facing up, Dalton. Father, I pray that you'd release this healing anointing that you've given me, even right now, to the Toronto area, into Dalton's hands with your fire. Release fire, healing fire over those hands. Just say more, Lord, Dalton.
More, Lord.
And I just curse this ovarian cancer and these cysts coming back. Oh, yeah. And I just break off this sin of the third and fourth generation, this divorce. I curse the insecurity, Father, that's come, that's been handed on down, Lord, on both Dalton and Carol. And I command it to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Dalton.
Go in Jesus' name.
He just wants to release peace over your family, and there's something there. I just command all fear and anxiety to leave Carol and Dalton and just replace it again with peace in your truth, Father, in Jesus' name, and your love, Father, your love. Go ahead, Wendy.
Father, I thank you that there is no request that's too big or too small for you.
That's right.
I thank you that you're a God of miracles and that you're concerned about everything. Mm-hmm. So, Father, I lift up Dalton to you right now in the name of Jesus. I stand with him in faith, Father, knowing that baldness is removed in your presence.
That's right.
When we ask, it shall be given unto us. Mm-hmm. We don't
Freedom.
Receive because we don't ask.
Yeah.
And we thank you that Dalton has come to you with the courage to ask.
That's right.
That baldness go from him now in Jesus' name.
Just pray this with me too, Dalton. Just say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all insecurity to go.
I command all insecurities to go.
From my body.
From my body.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul and my spirit.
My soul and my spirit.
You are my true source, Jesus.
You are my true source, Jesus.
You are my righteousness.
You are my righteousness.
Yeah, that's so good. God's doing things in your family, and you keep our number and keep us updated. We're on every Saturday evening. Are you on East Coast time, or are you on the Central time there?
I'm on the East Coast time.
Okay, so it's after midnight already for you.
It is.
Okay, so we're on from 11 to 1 in Toronto there, and so you keep those times, and you let us know. We're going to be going on a bunch of other stations coming up by God's grace. But you keep us updated, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
What nationality are you originally, Dalton?
We're both Jamaicans, actually.
Okay, well, very good. Detected a slight accent. Merry Christmas.
Praise God. Take care, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we're going to go from Toronto. Actually, let me tell our listeners here. We have two lines open at 800-955-8200 to be praying with you tonight. You're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. And as you just heard, we're also heard in parts of Canada. And so all across the country, though, 11 to 1 on the East Coast, Midwest. We're from 10 till midnight in Chicago, Austin, Texas, and around the Midwest. But we're also on here in the Mountain Time in Phoenix and some other places from, I guess it's 9 to 11, and then also here on the West Coast. Even up in, I guess we're in another time zone in Juneau. I guess they're on from like 7 to 9,
okay.
I think. So all two Philadelphia callers filled both lines immediately, and we have two lines open off the air, though, 360-435-1616. Anthony, thank you for waiting patiently there. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, very good. Well, how can we pray with you tonight?
I have ALS. I was diagnosed with ALS and hepatitis B.
How long ago?
About a year ago.
Okay. Well, we don't have to accept that, and neither do you. You know, we weren't made to live on this earth with dis-ease or disrespect. We were made to live with ease and respect. And as Jesus told us, that it's by his stripes that we're healed.
Yes.
I mean, as we know through Jesus, what he did on the cross. And so Wendy's going to pray for you right now, Anthony, and then I'm going to pray as she's done.
Lord, I thank you that your love for Anthony is perfect, Father.
That's right.
I thank you that by the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, that we can proclaim Anthony healed by your stripes. We declare and decree him healed now, and we command the hepatitis B to go now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you that you form his blood cells perfectly. You're our creator, and we ask in Jesus' name that you recreate his entire system to normal health now.
Anthony, repeat after me. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That I am worthy.
And I am worthy.
Of your love.
Of your love.
Pour it on me now.
Pour on me now.
Like hot oil.
Like hot oil.
And fill me up to overflowing.
And fill me up to overflowing.
With all that you have for me.
With all that you have for me.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
That you died for me.
That you died for me.
In all of my sin.
In all of my.
Back to the third and fourth generation.
Back to the third and fourth generation.
Fill me up again to overflowing.
Fill me up again with overflowing.
I want to keep praying. Father, just pour out your healing fire over Anthony now. We curse ALS and any curses that have been spoken over him, any diagnosis of hepatitis B, anything else, Father. We just say thank you that you're replacing it right now with healing, with peace, with your fire, with your love, with your grace, and your truth, and your mercy. And we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
He's refreshing you right now, Anthony. Try something you couldn't do before you called in right now with your body. I don't even know. You didn't tell us what your symptoms were, but you try something you couldn't do. Is there anything that you couldn't do that you can do now? Try it by faith.
Try it.
What are you trying?
Trying to walk.
Okay. Praise God. More, Lord. Release your healing fire over those legs, over his mind, over his nerve endings. We pray, Father, specifically over those nerves. Father, in Jesus' name. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
What's going on?
I'm walking. Trying to walk.
Could you do that before you called in?
No, I didn't.
Praise God.
Are you walking?
I'm trying.
Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord.
Thank you.
More. Are you feeling stronger? Give us an update. What's going on? This is exciting.
I'm trying to walk in the hallway.
Are you walking?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's hold doing it.
Amen. So you weren't able to do that.
No, I wasn't.
But you are now.
Yes, I am.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, here's something I want to encourage you, Anthony. You need to realize this, that if you have any doubt coming against you, you say, in Jesus' name, Satan, get behind me. The Bible says to take every thought captive to Christ. You've been cursed by witchcraft and by the demonic that's been coming against you with this disease, and you do not have to come into agreement with those lies. That's injustice. That's not from God. And God is now replacing this with truth. There's thousands of people across the country agreeing with us right now that ALS is being broken out of Anthony's life in Philadelphia, even as we speak right now at 25 after 12 in the East Coast. And God is so good. He has his hand on your life, even as we speak right now, Anthony.
Thank you, Lord.
What's going on?
I'm trying to walk, trying to stand up.
Now you say trying. Yeah. Are you?
Yes, I'm crying.
You're doing it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. So that means you are walking and you are standing up. Say it. Just declare it out loud.
I'm walking in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When's the last time you walked, Anthony?
My last time I walked was about a year ago.
Wow. Jesus, thank you.
Wow.
Praise God.
Oh, I got goosebumps right now.
Hallelujah.
He loves you so much, Anthony. Oh, man. I'm telling you. It is so good. Wow. How far did you walk?
I walked the whole way.
What does that mean? 10 feet? 20 feet?
Yes.
Both.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Anthony, this is your night, man. The Lord loves you so much.
What a great Christmas present, huh?
Oh, you got to get on the phone and wake some people up and tell them that you're walking, because some crazy pastor in Seattle prayed for you, and I mean crazy in love with Jesus. And some crazy lady named Wendy, who's originally from that area.
From Philly.
Yeah.
Collegeville.
So, oh, man, God is so good.
All the time.
Oh, why don't you thank him in your own words right now, Anthony?
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting me walk again. Lord,
hallelujah.
I believe in you with all my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
With all my heart.
Oh, man, he is so good. Thank you, Jesus.
If God is before you, who is against you?
That's right. We declare that. If God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, man. Well, Anthony, Merry Christmas to you. Hey, I don't normally do this, but can you I know the area code there. Actually, I have your number. I'm going to write your number down and talk to you after the off the air here and get your testimony, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll do that. Not tonight. I'll let you sleep, but we'll do it another time, and I'm going to write this down and make sure I have your testimony, okay? And then we're going to get it on the air some more, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas, Anthony, to you. And you can tell me your last name. What's your last name?
H-I-N-E-S.
Hines. H-I-N-E-S. Oh, amen.
H-I-N-E-S.
Well, very good. Well, bless you. Merry Christmas, Anthony. Have a great night.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Amen. Lou Gehrig's disease, folks, ALS, where a man just started walking, or he hasn't walked in a year. Wendy, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's
that's
the goodness
God.
Of God. Yes,
hallelujah.
It's so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just love it. We're going to go to Sylvia in Santa Clarita, California. Isn't that awesome, Sylvia?
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is a great night. We're going after cancer. Ooh. And we're going after Lou Gehrig's disease. And you have a praise report. What's going on there in Santa Clarita, California?
Well, things are doing pretty good over here. The Lord is saving the lost.
Amen.
I made it to heaven with Jesus.
15 Amen.
How many souls the Lord Jesus saved this month?
How many?
15.
Oh, that's so good. You know, you are just blessed. We love praying for you as you go out and do evangelism on the streets of California there in Santa Clarita and in Antelope Valley. It's just so good. You know, he knows your heart. He knows what you've overcome, and he knows that you can relate to people. And so, Father, continue to pour out favor over Sylvia as she just – here's the key, Sylvia. The Lord has just encouraged that you just get to be yourself.
Yes.
There's no pretense about you. You just come in, and you just – you get to be yourself.
Yep.
And the Lord says, there's my gem. I let her shine. My glory to the people around me. And he is so pleased and proud of you. It is just, I just feel it as a father, as a spiritual father. The heavenly Father is just pouring out favor in and through you. And that is richness. That is so much better than the best Christmas gifts that we could get, you know. And that's what's going on right now. And I just praise him for that.
He's our great reward, you know. Jesus is our great reward.
Amen. Yeah, he is. And we don't need anything else. If all we have is Jesus, Jesus is enough. We sing that song, You Are More Than Enough. We'll probably do that tomorrow morning. I lead worship. By the way, I want to invite our listeners here in the Seattle area. We have services not only tomorrow at 10:30 and tomorrow night at 6:30, but Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. And I just, sorry for all those listening across the country, but I'd love to meet our listeners and just let them know that we're not a real big church. I don't pastor a huge church. God's given us this national radio ministry because this is what God's doing. And we just take care of whoever comes our way. We have a number of people that come into the healing rooms that we pray for every Saturday morning here in Arlington, Washington from 9 till noon. And we also have these services Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and then Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock for a candlelight service. ThePointChurch.net is our website. But, you know, Sylvia, it's always good to hear from you. And
ask for request for prayer for here. I've led quite a few people to the Lord. They need really help for deliverance from alcoholism.
Okay, you bet.
For all those
let's just pray right now.
Okay.
Father, we pray that they would go beyond not only alcoholism but drug addiction and the pain of being orphans, having orphan spirits, some of them on the streets. And we just break that off by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. And we pray that they would find good church families there in Santa Clarita, Father, and that it wouldn't be forced, but it would be natural, because you know who's in your family and who isn't. And so we pray for favor for Sylvia and these people, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Sylvia, it is always good to hear from you. Merry Christmas.
Is it Wendy there with you tonight?
She
is. Yes, I'm here. Merry Christmas, Sylvia. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Great to hear your voice. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bless you.
We're going to go to these callers, Christine first, and then Eric in Philadelphia. Christine, how can we – well, Merry Christmas first.
Merry Christmas to you, Pastor.
Well, how can we pray with you tonight?
I would like prayer for my son. He has a mental disorder.
Okay.
And he's not eating well. And it seems like the enemy is just trying to attack him the more he was doing so well.
Okay. He sure is trying to attack, and we're going to come against that.
Yes.
What's your son's name?
Devin.
Devin.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask Wendy to pray again, and I'll agree.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you for Christine. First of all, Father, I thank you that you provide the oil of joy for mourning, Father God. I ask that you pour that out over Christine. And Father,
right.
We lift up her son, Devin, Father God. We know that you are a God of miracles, a God who created Devin. So we thank you, Father, and ask that you recreate his mental faculties, Father
right.
God, to give him clarity and understanding, mm-hmm. Father God, and we ask that you pour out on him wisdom
yes,
and a
Lord.
Love for you, Father God. Draw him closer to yourself, Father God, such that he is drawn to the clear light, Father God. We curse every word curse that doctors or family members have spoken over him in the name of Jesus, and we call him healed and whole and walking in strength and clarity.
And Father, we also pray for Christine that you'd give her strategies from heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And words to speak, what to say, what not to say, wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Discernment.
Yes,
and that her son would truly come to a knowledge of the truth, and that your truth would completely set him free. That Devin would be set free. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things now.
Amen.
Amen.
God, thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
I know
yes.
God is a healer. He heals.
Amen.
And I'm just waiting on the healing.
That's right. Amen. And it's your faith, too. It's your faith. I know that. I can just sense it. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in the spirit.
Thanks.
God bless, and thanks for listening to WFIL there in Philadelphia, Christine.
Thank
God bless.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to go. Well, again, you're listening to The Point Live here on The Point Live Radio Network. We have two lines open. As we kind of wrap up, we've got about 20 minutes left in the show. The number to dial is 800-955-8200. Remember, our website's thepointlive.com. If you'd like a book, we're giving away books. Well, really, for a donation of $25 or more, it's called How to Minister to Specific Diseases. Dial our off-air number and keep trying. By the way, it goes to a voicemail. If it's all full, we'll call you back if you're on a voicemail there. Just leave your name and number. Actually, we'll see it on the screen when you call in that you didn't get through, and we can call you back. But the number is 360-435-1616. For a donation of at least $25 or more, we've had people give $50 or $100, but the book is called How to Minister to Specific Diseases. We'll take down your credit card information and if you'd like to send us a check, we'll give you our address, and we'll send that book out to you and get your address so that we can do that, and hopefully that'll be something that you'd be interested in. If you'd like to help this radio ministry, we never ask for money when we pray for people. We have many listeners. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pray once again for listeners tonight for some of the specific words of knowledge that I've been getting, because a lot of times they can't get through, Wendy, because the lines are all full.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to help out this radio ministry, our website's thepointlive.com. If you have a credit card and you're able to give any amount, I get an email every time people give, and I'm so encouraged when I get emails from our website, because it just says, here's some more resources. We spend thousands of dollars in our little church and from this region, because the listeners don't cover every little cost. But as we expand, we're asking more and more listeners to say, hey, would you be willing to help us out as we reach across this country? Our website has that opportunity, or you can call our off-air number with your credit card again, 360-435-1616. Here's what I want to do, and then we're going to go to Eric in Philadelphia and then Robert in Northridge, California, the next two callers. But I want to pray with those who have pain in the right cheek, in the left palm, of the hand, the left hand, those who are especially been getting panic attacks, to where you're really having trouble breathing, even, especially while you're driving. Someone was declared with a stomach virus, even by a doctor today. If that's you, I'm going to pray for you and put your hand on your stomach. And then there's some of you who have been looking to your sin, and it's been just, this is a lot of people, it's been a major blockage. And the Lord says, speak to that mountain, and it will be removed. In other words, don't look at the sin, look at Jesus. And as you look to Jesus, he's going to give you the words and the freedom and the forgiveness to walk through that sin. Some of you have a problem in the left, inner left knee, on the right lower back, and then also at the base of the thumb of the left hand in the left hand. And then also at the if you do a karate chop with your left hand, the bottom part of that hand when you're karate chopping. If any of you have that, just pray with me right now. Just say, in Jesus' name, I command all pain. You can just do this out loud in your car, wherever you are. I command all pain and dis-ease to leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit, and replace it with your peace, Jesus. And if you have anxiety, I command the anxiety, say, to go in Jesus' name. If you have fear, tell it to go in Jesus' name. And just those who are struggling with the sin, you've been looking to the sin, just say, thank you for your shed blood, Jesus, and your forgiveness of all of my sin. And I thank you I can look to you, Jesus, and that you bring me freedom, that you've set the captives free, and I'm one that's been set free. And I ask all this for all these people now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, after the show last week, I got a word from someone who who had been struggling with migraine headaches. I think it was 12 years in San Diego, who had been listening to the broadcast. I got a word of knowledge last week about migraines. She was completely set free. It was awesome. I mean, all pain gone, Wendy. It was
praise
so good.
God.
We're going to go to Eric in Philadelphia. Are you in the city, Eric, or in the suburbs?
I'm in the city.
Okay, well, very good. How can we pray with you tonight?
I've called before, but I need some prayer. I've been hit with a lot of witchcraft, and a lot of it has to do with this. There's a guy that lives right above me who is like a major, I guess you could call him a spiritual warlord, if you want to call it that. But every single night I get hit with one thing or another against my mind. And it seems just recently I've been getting hit with a lot of black witchcraft against my thinking.
Well, let's not even give it any more credence or any more glory. Let's just pray. Hold out your hands right now.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you that you are the Lord of every witch, that you are in charge of this universe, and that we just pray and we call down fire upon the witches and the warlords, warlocks. We just break it off right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for strategies for Eric, Father, how to declare in the spirit the freedom that he has. Release your ministering angels over that apartment building right now, and especially his room, his area where he lives. We just claim it for you, Jesus. Release your healing fire over that place, Father. I pray for his mind, will, and emotions to be completely set free in Jesus' name. And I just turn his heart and affection, his spirit, towards your word, Father. And may he use it like a sword. When he senses a shift in the atmosphere in the negative realm, that your light would shine in the darkness, and that he would declare your word out loud to combat that. We just say thank you for the offensive weapon of your word, Father. And so we just ask, encourage Eric, and we pray for that warlock to be found out, that you would draw him to yourself, that you would use Eric to tell him the truth, and that he would be set free. Open this man's eyes, Father, to the false, the lies that he's believing, in the false power that he's trying to conjure up. And I pray that your power be more evident, Father, and that he would be found, even to the point to where he couldn't see or speak, and Eric could lead him to Jesus as a result of that, and then he would get healed. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to give a friend of mine a free plug. It's a movie called The Father of Lights. And there's a warlock in India who, this man walks into his area, and he can't even speak because of the power of God, the presence of God. And it just shows he's like a witch doctor in India, and the power of Jesus is so great. Listen, Eric, we're gonna run. We got a bunch of people waiting, but bless you, and you give us an update, okay?
I will, brother. Thank you so much for praying for me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling tonight. You're right on, and God loves you, and he's gonna do it. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. Eric's been listening on WFIL like many listeners there in Philadelphia. We're going to go now to Norridge, California. Welcome, Robert, to The Point Live.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
I'm having a problem with IBS. I got some food poisoning, and I need my prostate flared up on me real bad. And
okay. How long has all this been going on?
Well, the stomach problem was about 6 months ago, but it started so small I couldn't identify where it was coming from.
Okay. Well, I got the word stomach virus here earlier, and
yep, that rings true.
Yeah. Well, put your hand, your right hand, on your stomach, if you would.
Yes.
And we're just going to break this open here, no pun intended. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your healing fire over Robert's stomach. We just speak peace into that right now in Jesus' name. And just pray this with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all dis-ease.
I command all dis-ease.
Pain.
Pain.
And every word curse.
And every word curse.
To leave my body.
Leave my body.
Mind.
My mind.
Soul and spirit.
Soul and my spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I want to pray again. Father, release healing fire over Robert from his head to his toes. And we just ask for the inflammation to go down in his prostate. And any fear and anxiety be broken off. And I break the sin of the third and fourth generation, Father, of any cancer genes that are coming against him right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, that's just so good. Now, did you feel anything while we were praying? I just touched base with people. Is there anything? I didn't ask if you had any pain as we spoke.
Yeah, started to feel like I was going to laugh. It was started when this radio show first came on. I just called. As soon as I called, I was feeling tireder and tireder. And as soon as it came on, I got a flood of energy.
Amen. Amen. You know, there's freedom right now that God has just given you because of those words of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's so good. Here you are in Northridge, California, and, you know, 1,400 miles. We're in Seattle, and the Lord says, I just want to touch Robert tonight. And it's so good, you know. Isn't it, Wendy?
It's wonderful.
Isn't it? I just love it.
We can have Merry Christmas every day with Jesus pouring out
his
love.
Right. That's right. You know, this may sound funny. But, yeah, we celebrate Jesus coming to the earth. But it's like I celebrate him every day. Like
that's
you said,
right.
He's right with us.
That's right.
So that I don't get quite as excited on Christmas as I used to. Because the gift has already been given, opened, and I get to live with it every day and enjoy it better than any earthly gift I'll ever open.
Praise God.
This is good news. Robert, bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Continue. We just always ask for updates because we want to encourage people that haven't called in to see that God's healing people. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Okay, bye-bye. Well, Robert listens to KTLW, another KTLW listener here in Palmdale. Emily, welcome to The Point Live.
Thank you.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Yes, sir. I have a daughter that is 36 years of age, and she, in the area of her chest, one of the heart valve muscles, she has a mitral valve prolapse, and I'd like a prayer for that very much indeed. Her and also her work. She just started a job, and she's been on welfare for 5 years or so, and so she's just starting out, and I want her just to be able to do well on that
Amen.
Job.
What's
and
her name?
Diane.
And does Diane know Jesus, Emily?
She said the sinner's prayer, but she's not really going to church right now, so that's another thing that that I like to hear in church.
I'm gonna have Wendy pray for Diane, and I got the word pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So just the Lord's gonna release her. Go ahead.
Father, I thank you that you love Diane perfectly, and I thank you for Emily for lifting up her daughter Diane to you, trusting and knowing that you're the only one who can heal her perfectly, Father. So we stand in faith with both Emily and her daughter Diane, Father God, and we speak healing to her heart. We speak specifically to the heart valve, and we command strength. We say, be whole, be healed, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father.
And I command the spirit of stress, anxiety, anxiousness, even these panic attacks that have come against Diane to go in Jesus' name. Say go in Jesus' name, Emily.
Go in Jesus' name.
And I command the high blood pressure to go down now and replace it with your peace, Father, in our white and red blood cells, your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. Help her to keep her eyes on you. Draw her to yourself, Lord, that she may walk with you and have your peace. Give Emily strategies, wisdom, what to say, and even notes to write to her, Father, words of encouragement. And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I just heard that, Emily, you're supposed to write her some notes with a pen, not on the internet or anything, or email.
Okay.
Personal notes, because God's going to give you some words to really lift her up, and she's going to keep them, even put her on her mirror and stuff. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I will do that. Yes, thank
you. Amen. You're welcome.
Bless you.
Merry Christmas. Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We have a couple lines open here on the Point Live at 800-955-8200. If you'd like prayer, we only have about 5 or 6 minutes. I know you're going to rush the phone lines now. We're going to go to Roberto in Southern California. Where are you calling from, Roberto?
Hi. I live in Los Feliz, but right now I'm in Northridge.
Northridge. Okay, very good. Well, how can we pray with you tonight?
Okay, look, I want to pray for my daughter Emily, and for so she can be in fire for the Lord, and also I want to pray for my wife that she can be in fire for the Lord.
What's her name?
Martha.
Martha and Emily.
Yes, and then also for all my students so they can see Jesus in me.
What do you teach?
Math. Okay.
Math. In a college or in a high school?
I'm independent. I just go to different places.
No problem. Okay, very good. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for Roberto and for Emily. We pray that she would be on fire for you, Lord Jesus, and that you'd pour out your spirit on her, that she would just come to her senses spiritually in a way that would be so encouraging to you, and that she would go, wow, I've been missing out, that she would have that kind of wake-up call, and that you'd bring godly people into her life. Is she married?
No.
Okay. I pray for a godly young man, Father, that she would surround herself with you and that he would be attracted to Jesus in her. And we pray specifically for Martha, Father, for Roberto's wife, that you would just also just surround her with your love, freedom, and just grace. That she would just know what it means to walk with you, to put you first, to come alongside of Roberto, and for every one of his students, Lord, that they would truly see Jesus in him, and that he would follow your spirit on what he can say and what he can't say to these students, and that you just go before him and bless him. In Jesus' name we pray. Roberto, Dios te bendiga.
Okay, keep up the good work for the Lord, brother.
Amen. Feliz Navidad.
Usted también.
Okay, ciao. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Okay, we're going to go to, let's see, it looks like Edmonds, and then I don't see the other screens, by the way, Chris, if you're typing. We're going to go to Lana here in Edmonds. Welcome to the Point Live, Lana.
Hi, Pastor Mike.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I got back from Brazil a couple weeks ago and haven't been
Praise
able to
God.
Go to the prayer room. Yeah, really. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, are we going to see you tomorrow night?
I'm going to try. No.
You can't say you're going to try. It's a yes or a no. Come on.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay, there you go. You got a specific prayer request tonight?
For myself, just filling me up. I just felt so much going on after reentering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know what that's like. Hold out your hands. Father, just bless Lana. Deep calls to deep, the word says. And so fill her up to overflowing with that living water. She's taken a deep drink already. And thank you that it's not you doing this, Lana doing it, but it's you doing this, Lord. And so just show her the difference, how to walk in your spirit, to listen to your still small voice, to stay in step with your spirit. And just bless her, and thank you that she's going to be there tomorrow night and anyone that comes with her. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay.
We got many people waiting. We're going to go real quick.
Okay.
Bless you. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Vera real quick in Austin, Texas. Welcome to the Point Live, Vera. How can we pray for you?
For my brother, I'm asking prayer for my brother Raymond.
Okay, we're just going
to
pray.
Live.
Okay. Is it cancer?
No, cirrhosis of the liver and diabetes.
Okay, let's pray. Father, pour out your spirit on Raymond right now. Give Vera wisdom on how to pray. Anoint her with healing fire from her head to her toes. and encourage her right now. But we pray that you'd make a way. There's no other way for Raymond. In Jesus' name, amen. We only have 2 minutes left. We're going to go to one other caller, Vera. Give us an update on Raymond. He hears us. Okay. Many people praying. God bless. Bye-bye. Yes. To Philadelphia, to Evelyn. Is it you that's fighting cancer, Evelyn?
Yes.
What kind?
It started as endometrial cancer, and I've had several rounds of chemo, and they've found traces of it in my lungs and my liver.
Okay, put your hand over your lungs. Father, pour out your spirit over Evelyn right now. We curse the cancer in her lungs. Say, go in Jesus' name, Evelyn.
Just go say, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, he's touching you already, isn't he?
Yes.
Release your healing fire, Father, from her head to her toes, especially in those lungs. Just say, more, Lord.
More, Lord.
We curse the cancer in every cell in her body, Father, in the liver as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been going after cancer. You're the sixth caller tonight. What did he do? Tell me what he just did while we prayed.
I just felt warm.
Yeah, he. Oh, that's so good. He's just
cancer.
Doing it. Jesus
Christ
is just breaking it. He's bigger. He's bigger, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so encouraged. I'm telling you, we have never had a program like this where we pray for six or seven people who are touched by cancer, you know, going against cancer. Well, bless you, Evelyn. We have to go and sign off tonight. Give us a call next week and give us an update, okay? And we'll pray even more. God bless. Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. We're going to pray for Elena for her son's anger issues. Bless her. We're sorry, Elena, we can't get to you. Wendy, thank you for being on The Point Live with me tonight.
What a joy.
Pastor. I'm telling you, what a great night. If you're listening and want to help us out, thepointlive.com is our website. You're going to hear our address in a moment and our off-air number. This is Pastor Mike Zachman, the pastor of The Point Church here in Arlington, Washington. It is a privilege to release the love and the kingdom of heaven to earth, to see what the Bible actually says happened, folks. This is what it says in the Word of God, and we get to release it. What a privilege. And we're getting ready to go on live satellite radio XM and Sirius in January. Please give if you can. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And
we'll talk to you next Saturday night. God bless. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Point Live. For more information about The Point Church, write to 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out their website at thepointlive.com. Once again, that's thepointlive.com. If you're interested in receiving prayer after the program is over, please call area code 360-435-1616. Once again, that number is 360-435-1616. Tune in again next Saturday night at 8 Pacific time for The Point Live.
The preceding program sponsored by The Point Church.